Penguin Audio presents The Magician's Land by Lev Grossman. Read for you by Mark Bramhall. Further Up and Further In. C.S. Lewis, The Last Battle. Chapter 1. The letter had said to meet in a bookstore. It wasn't much of a night for it. Early March, drizzling and cold, but not quite cold enough for snow. It wasn't much of a bookstore, either. Quentin spent 15 minutes watching it from a bus shelter at the edge of the empty parking lot, rain drumming on the plastic roof and making the asphalt shine in the streetlights. Not one of your charming, quirky bookstores, with a ginger cat on the windowsill and a shelf of rare signed first editions and an eccentric, bewhiskered proprietor behind the counter. This was just another strip mall outpost of a struggling chain, squeezed in between a nail salon and a party city, 20 minutes outside Hackensack, off the New Jersey Turnpike. Satisfied, Quentin crossed the parking lot. The enormous, bearded cashier didn't look up from his phone when the door jingled. Inside, you could still hear the noise of cars on the wet road, like long strips of paper tearing one after another. The only unexpected touch was a wire birdcage in one corner, but where you would have expected a parrot or a cockatoo inside, there was a fat, blue-black bird instead. That's how uncharming this store was. It had a crow in a cage. Quentin didn't care. It was a bookstore, and he felt at home in bookstores, and he hadn't had that feeling much lately. He was going to enjoy it. He pushed his way back through the